This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's Friday, and I think he is probably somewhere in Wisconsin now. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer and activist. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well. I'm in northern Wisconsin, and we seem to have much better reception here, which is great.
Well, I would hope.
When I was up in Minnesota, I forgot to mention that a bear visited the place I was at and knocked over the barbecue.
Oh, of course.
I nearly heard it, nothing else. But it was nice to have a Glock available.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so your Glock 17, is that what you had?
I had it with me. But I never even accessed it, you know. But I didn't really find out it was a bear until the next morning. But it turns out that people had been feeding bears in that area. And of course, the bears become less cautious around people and more searching for food.
Right.
So it's on the way to becoming a problem bear.
Sort of sounds like the Fram oil filter commercial they used to have where they say, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
Well, that's what it is. And people who study bears say a fed bear is a dead bear. And one neighbor in the neighborhood had bird feeder out with suet on it. And they saw some bear cubs come in and, oh, how cute, and started taking pictures. And then they kept on putting more and more suet out, which would attract the bears and make them more comfortable about humans. And that was a year ago. So I'm presuming that this is one of those cubs or maybe the sow who was involved. They've become comfortable and are looking for food around the area at human residences.
A fed bear is a dead bear.
Yeah, it's basically because fed bears, when they're fed by people, become acclimated to people. They lose their fear of people, and they start associating food with people. And then they start hanging around residences, and when people stop giving them food, they start looking more aggressively for food, and usually they end up in some type of confrontation with a person somewhere, and most commonly the bear ends up dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway. So what's on your mind today? Where would you like to go today?
Well, let's start out with the sales, or rather the NICS checks, National Instant Background Check System, run by the FBI. And June of 2019 had the record for the most NICS checks in June ever. Now, the thing is that we're having more and more of the NICS checks that are being used for other than firearm sales. They're being used for permit checks, mostly carry permits, and permit rechecks. And now, if you add the permit and the permit rechecks together in June, there's about 1.3 million of them out of 2.3 million total background checks. So
right.
Way more than half of the total are now for permit and permit rechecks. So even though we hit a record, that doesn't mean that gun sales hit a record. And if you dig deep into the NICS numbers, there's a database you can find online, and then you start digging into it, and you can separate out the permit checks and rechecks from the rest of the numbers. And in that case, then the June numbers come to the third highest June on record, which is still pretty high. It was over 900,000, almost 950,000 or close to a million checks that weren't permit related. And that's a pretty high number. And the last year that we actually have data for on the number of gun increase in guns in private hands in the United States, which is 2017, there were about a million guns a month. There were over 12 million guns added in that year.
Right.
So it looks like we're on track to do pretty close to that again this year, which is a lot of guns, a lot more than there used to be. It just means that we have, I think, in the Obama years and now the Trump years, we've changed the baseline of the number of people who are buying guns or the number of guns that are being sold. And it's up at, you know, what would have been an extraordinary level 10 years ago. It just seems to be sticking there. And partly because I think of all the political confrontation about guns, you know, people saying we need to do away with the Second Amendment, people saying we have to ban AR-15s. And it seems to have become almost continuous now. And so people have adjusted to it, and they're just buying lots of guns and ammo and sticking it away in case they need it.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. I try to do an article about the NICS checks every month just so we have a record. I mean, you could go back, but I do the calculations and go through the manipulations so that not everybody has to dig deep into the database. And you know, we're seeing a lot of guns being sold. We're almost certainly over 400 million private firearms in the United States at this point. And, at the end of this year, it could be 425. We'll have to see when we get there. And we don't really know until about a year and a half, 2 years later.
Right.
Because the NICS checks, as I mentioned, they're just not precise for determining how many firearms were added to the private stock. But we have a more precise tool. The ATF eventually releases numbers of guns that were manufactured, numbers of guns that were imported, so I should say manufactured by licensed manufacturers, that were imported by licensed importers and were exported by licensed exporters. In other words, the official numbers are there, and the BATF has them, and we eventually get them a couple years after the fact because they're protecting what they call proprietary numbers for firearms manufacturers. But the point is that even those are really just estimates because there are a lot of guns that are made that aren't by licensed manufacturers. It's always been legal to make your own guns in the United States. And the 80% receivers have become very popular. And the tools available for making guns have gotten cheaper and better and more available. So there's quite a few guns that are made privately that are never included in those numbers. There's
right.
probably some guns that are, shall we say, acquired in the military or somewhere else that then become available in the U.S. Private stock through illegal importation or...
Tell you what, let me hold up right there for me because we're coming up on the break. And we'll move on when we get back. Dean... You can find the stuff that Dean writes about at ammoland.com. There you will find nearly 3,000 separate articles that he has written on various things. And he shares that with us here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Star-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. He's in Wisconsin now. Are you working your way to some point where there's some event going on or something?
Well, I'm heading back down to Dallas, and I have some things I want to accomplish there. Eventually, I will be heading to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in September, but I will be spending some time in Yuma before then. So right now, there isn't a particular event except the Gun Rights Policy Conference that I'll be heading toward, which is, if you ever get a chance to attend the Gun Rights Policy Conference, to our listeners, it's a wonderful thing. Great speakers, wonderful panels. Most of the people attending are usually locals who found out about it one way or another. So I highly recommend it to anybody who gets a chance to attend. It's put on by the Second Amendment Foundation.
And where is it this year?
This year, it's a good question. I'm thinking it may be in Phoenix, but give me a few minutes and I will tell you where it is.
Okay. I'm just curious. I figured you already knew.
Yeah, I do, but I just want to be sure. I don't want to give out any bad information.
I get it.
And what one thing I'd like to talk about, it really has a little bit to do with the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Sure.
And that is, I think we may have talked a little bit about this Rasmussen poll that was done in March of this year, where they asked people if they thought owning a gun was moral or immoral.
I don't think we talked about that one. That's one you and I haven't talked about, I don't think.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a fascinating poll because 20% of the people, 20% said that they thought owning a gun was either very or somewhat immoral. About 9% said very, and 11% said somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing they had, which fit with that, was how many people thought limiting government was immoral or moral. And 20% thought limiting government was immoral. And the two were very close. They weren't exactly the same group, but they were very close. About half, a little more than half of the 20% that thought owning a gun was immoral were men. I would have thought it had been the other way around, but it wasn't. And a little more than half of those that thought limiting government was immoral were women. Now, this is a dangerous percentage for a republic like the United States, which was founded on the principle that it's very important to limit government. And the whole idea of the Second Amendment is that we have to have limits on government. And the Second Amendment is one of those limits on government. And it is at Phoenix. The Gun Rights Policy Conference is at Phoenix on September 18th, 19th, and 20th. And you can go to, do a Gun Rights Policy Conference, a search for that, Second Amendment Foundation, and it'll come right up. And so anybody who is near the Phoenix area, it doesn't cost anything, but you have to register in advance. And they also give out a lot of books about guns and gun rights that you can take home for free at the policy conference. I've forgotten how many I've gone to now. I'm sure over a dozen. I try to make them every year now. And they're just at wonderful speakers. Great information is put out. It's absolutely worthwhile for activists that are interested in securing our Second Amendment rights in the future. So, now, before people get completely upset about this Rasmussen poll that told 20% of people believe that owning a gun is immoral,
let's look at that. You know, it's only about half of them that are really convinced of that. And the other 11% said, well, it's somewhat immoral. Doesn't sound like they were very seriously considering the question. So they're probably convertible. But even 10% of the voting population that believes owning a gun is immoral is a pretty significant number. I wonder what that number would have been 100 years ago or even 50. It might have been about the same.
Yeah.
But my supposition is that the more people that are raised in cities and have little contact with rural areas, with farming, with protecting animals, with hunting, that number probably goes up because they don't have the personal experience of using guns practically. On the other hand, you have a lot more people using guns for self-defense in cities, so I could be all wrong.
Well, you know, in New York, and I've long made this statement in New York, especially about New York. New York cops, most of the time, come from the city of New York, as far as I can tell. And most of the time, the city cops are young people. They didn't grow up the way I grew up, for example, around guns. And I think a lot of times the fact that they have the New York trigger, which is a 12-pound pull, is due to the fact that they don't have that history with guns, and there's only so much training they can do to bring somebody up to speed in the amount of time they have when they're in the academy.
Yes, that's true. Now, Jim Cirillo, who is a famous gunfighter in New York, I don't know if you know anything about him.
I've heard about his book. I've never read it, but I know he...
I tell you what,
I want you to tell this story, but we're about to run out of time in this segment, so can we talk about this in the next thing? Because
we certainly can.
If you're going to tell Jim Cirillo, hey, everybody needs to stay tuned to this, because this is a Jim Cirillo story. Did you know him?
I didn't, but I've talked to people who knew him, and I read his work extensively, and so I have a little bit of knowledge of what he did. He's a fascinating individual.
Okay. Everybody stay put, because when we get back, we're going to have a Jim Cirillo story. And in the meantime, we're also going to, Dean's stuff that he writes. Well, you can find all of it, all the stuff that he's written, all the stuff he's going to write, all that stuff is at amoland.com. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the sixth time since taking office. President Trump on why he's speaking at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee.
We're here today to celebrate the triumphant return of American manufacturing. You know what they said, it was going to be gone, but it's not gone. It's really thriving, and it's starting to build up at a level that nobody thought was possible. Everything we're doing to keep the assembly lines rolling full speed ahead, that's being done, and we're doing it right. We're proudly defending our most important national resource, the American worker.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta announced on Friday that next Friday will be his last day. He explains why he's resigning.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and he was about to give us a Jim Cirillo story. Now, Jim Cirillo was a member of the NYPD that was part of their stakeout crew. Is that right?
That's correct. And I believe that was in the 1960s, and I don't think they have the unit anymore. And what happened is that these people in the stakeout crew went to high-risk locations that were likely to be held up by armed robbers, and they got into a lot of gunfights. And Cirillo happened to do a lot better than most and became a famous gunfighter of the time and survived. And he unfortunately had to kill quite a few people in the process, people that were armed robbers who were shooting at him. Now, there were several things that Jim Cirillo said that if you were looking for an effective gunfighter, that you would, if you were, say, a police administrator, and you wanted people that you're going to put on the stakeout squad that would be effective gunfighters. And he listed several things. I think there were seven of them, but I don't have the book with me because I'm traveling.
Right.
A couple that I remember sort of fit in with your point that people in New York police are not very often, don't have a long experience with guns. And Cirillo said that people who were big game hunters and who had actually shot and killed big game were better in gunfights because they had killed things, you know, similar to man size. They knew it could be done, and they kind of had an idea of the dynamics involved. And then He also said that people who were in who were marksmen, who were competitors in pistol competitions, and who had won various competitions, did better, and partly because they had learned to fire under a fair amount of stress, and they could translate that skill to a gunfight. And there were several others that you wouldn't ordinarily consider, and I hesitate to name them because they're entirely from memory. But I believe that people who were involved in their community, who would volunteer, who had empathy for other people, and who took responsibility for making their community a better place, made better gunfighters. And as I recall, and this is from memory, so maybe later I can find the actual article and we can talk about it. But he thought that this was so because they thought things through. They had responsibilities. They didn't want to die. They didn't want to shoot people unnecessarily. And that just made them better gunfighters, not what you usually expect.
Jim Cirillo, now, as far I've seen pictures of him, and he was a guy. Now, first of all, he existed in a time of revolvers.
Revolvers and semi-automatics. He used both.
Did he?
In fact, he went away from using 38 revolvers to, I believe, using a 45 semi-automatic. And he did other things. He saw where bullets didn't work as effectively as he thought they should, especially 38 round nose, 158 grain bullets. And so he designed bullets so that they would be less likely to glance off bone, more likely to penetrate. And I don't think his designs are now available for sale, but they were all part of that movement to make bullets more effective than the simple round nose design that we inherited from the late 1800s, early 1900s. So he was a Renaissance man, really.
Yeah, a lot of instructors nowadays teach you to go left or right when the gunfight starts and you're drawing your weapon, and that was something he did. He went down and low, didn't he?
He taught you to, you know, first off, he said that you probably will not consciously use the sight when you get into a gunfight, but that you will unconsciously use them. In the first gunfight that he was in, although he says he doesn't remember consciously using the sights, he also says that he remembers seeing the front sight so clearly and so accurately that he counts the striations on the front sight, you know, the little vertical grooves, horizontal grooves from one side to the other. So he obviously could see them, and he was using them, but he believed that his muscle memory was so ingrained from having shot the pistol so many times in competition that he just did it automatically without even thinking about it when he was in the gunfight.
Right.
So in terms of going from one side to the other, I think he probably had a maxim on that, and I can't tell you for sure, but one of the things that he did stress was considering the situation, trying to construct the tactical situation you were in to give you all the possible advantages. For example, you were behind cover and the people you were shooting at weren't. And he was incredibly successful, and he wrote a couple of books about it, and they sold well. I have them in my library. Unfortunately, I'm not at my library.
Of course.
But the point that I wanted to make was that he was intimately familiar with the guns. He was a competitor, a big game hunter, and he thought those were things that contributed to his success as a gunfighter.
Question, if I may. When did is he still with us? I do not know.
No, he died, I think, maybe two decades ago. So, no, he's no longer with us.
I think he was involved in 19 gunfights.
You probably are correct, but I couldn't give you a number and swear to it. But he was involved in quite a few. Far more than most people will ever be involved in.
Right.
No, I there was a funny article that somebody wrote, and I just don't remember who right off, but I remember they wrote it, saying why you don't need much ammunition. You know, saying that the average gunfight is only 3 to 5 shots fired
right.
on each side. Well, yes, but people who are training themselves fire 3,000 to 5,000 probably in a couple of years before that in practice and training. So if you're only going to say you only need as much ammunition as you actually fire in a gunfight, probably will never go through a box of shells.
Yeah.
But that's you not know, the way it works. That's not the way you maintain your
proficiency. I want to have that conversation. Well, you and I have never had this conversation, but we're coming up on the break. When we get back, I want to have the conversation regarding capacity, because I just did a video on taking a out-of-the-box gun and building up on that, and I'll explain that to you when we come back into the next segment. Well, you and I have never had that discussion.
Sure, I'll be happy to have that conversation with you.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, for those of you looking for the stuff that, that he writes, well, if you're looking for Dean's stuff, you need to go to ammoland.com. There is that. That's where it all starts. His stuff gets reposted all over the place, all the time. And but nearly 3,000 articles covering everything from bear attacks to self-defense shootings to politics to trends in gun sales, all that stuff, everything, and everything in between all of those things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Firing line coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And he just gave us a Jim Cirillo story, and he took us to the point of the... What I've often said, you know, at a lot of these schools, I think Masada Yub says the average gunfight is over within 4 shots and 3 seconds, something like that, at a distance of less than 5 feet. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, it sounds about right. But, of course, that's the average, and you can't count on being the average.
Right.
Another point that I've heard from my brother's retired police officer is he said, if you've got more firepower and better tactics, you can usually avoid having to shoot at all.
Okay, so, explain that to me.
Well, if you get out of the car and there's a couple bad guys in it and you've got an AR-15 in hand, they're less likely to fight you.
You know what? I would almost unhesitatingly agree with that one. But
so the point is that the AR-15 has lots of firepower available. And that's
right.
One good reason to have more and larger capacity magazines available. You have more firepower.
So your daily carry gun is a Glock 17.
Correct.
Do you have other handguns that you consider carrying, or is that just the gun you carry?
Well, occasionally, when it's just very inconvenient, I've carried a Smith & Wesson Model 337 and 38+B.
Okay.
Excuse me, it's a 5-shot revolver. That's a lot better than nothing. It's very light and easy to carry. But I haven't been carrying that as much anymore because open carry has become so much more acceptable, and I don't have to worry as much about social consequences.
Right.
I don't have to please a boss anymore. So very often I open carry and don't worry about it if I show show or print that I have a firearm and I carry the full-size Glock. There's many advantages to a full-size pistol, one of which is increased capacity. So that's
you
one
think,
of the reasons.
Do you think there's any psychological factor if you present the biggest gun you can carry on you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And it's important that the people that you are confronting understand that you have a real gun and not a facsimile or a toy or something like that. I have read incidents in where people had to fire a shot because the people they were confronting didn't believe what they had was a real gun.
Right.
And if we were going to talk about capacity, and there's a few points I'd like to mention.
Certainly.
It's capacity in a gunfight. One is that it's real common to miss in a gunfight,
right,
even if you're very close. I know, I've read numerous instances where two people get into a gunfight, and at a distance measured in just a few feet, both of them empty their guns, and nobody gets hit. This is not uncommon. You also may have multiple targets. If you've got two or three people attacking you, you have to have more ammunition. I mean, the idea that you had a five-shot revolver and three people attack you and you're going to use one shot each, well, it doesn't work that way. Very often it takes more than one shot to stop a dedicated attacker. And very often you miss, and there may be obstructions. You know, people that are fighting you are not all stupid or drugged up and crazy. They'll probably try and take cover, get behind some type of obstruction, and sometimes the bullet won't make it all the way through, or it'll be deflected.
Sure.
Anybody who has fired shots while hunting understands this very, very clearly. There have been numerous big game animals missed because the bullet happened to hit, I mean, from a high-powered, high-velocity rifle, hit a twig on the way toward the target and get deflected, and then it misses. And, of course,
yeah,
another important thing is that gunfights aren't just static. They aren't just you standing in one place and your opponent standing in another, like on high noon in the mythical Westerns, and then you both stand there while you shoot at each other. In reality, people move, they try to get behind cover, they approach closer, they move sideways, they jump around. They don't want to get hit, so
right,
they try to avoid that.
Sure. The other thing about capacity, though, is that, like, I watch various YouTube channels that are run by cops that show, you know, body cam footage of actual shootouts.
Sure.
Some people get shot once and they go down like a sack of potatoes. Some people get shot 15 times and they're up and moving.
Absolutely.
And is this where we have to draw the line and we have to say, well, we're going to have enough capacity to put somebody down, and that means shooting them till they deanimate?
Yes, I think we have to have enough capacity. I mean, it's better to have a five-shot revolver than to have nothing. But I think that a lot of it has to do with how well you hit as
right,
well.
Right.
And so placement is important. If you hit a large bone, they're going to go down. If you hit the body cavity, the lungs, and the heart area, it may take a little while for them to go down. If you hit the central nervous system, they usually go down pretty quickly. But it's not 100%. People have been hit in the brain and still continued to fight.
Yeah.
As strange as that might seem, even with large calibers like 45 ACP, there have been cases where people have been hit and the bullet deflects off their skull, even for a 45.
See, I just built this. I took a Glock 43, which I can't fathom why Glock came out with a 6-shot semi-automatic pistol as their single stack alternative, although they've come up with others now. But that when they first put the 6-shot out, a lot of people carry that gun.
Well, but it's small, it's compact, it's easy to carry.
Sure, but it still has only 6 shots. So I have mine has 9 now. I've got 9 shots in mine. So I've done a couple things with magazine extenders. I've got a different slide on it, a different trigger in it, and I think at 9 shots, I think I'm right at the cusp of having a reliable fighting handgun, but then at the same time, I would rather carry, if I can get away with it, if I can conceal it, I would rather carry Like I've got this STI Staccato P, which is their new duty pistol. That thing mm-hmm. carried 21 rounds.
Very few people come out of a gunfight saying, gee, I had too much ammo.
Well, I've kind of thought that, but, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen that way. And a lot of people have wished they had more ammo.
Yeah.
So more is generally better. But if you don't have anything else, a five-shot revolver is a lot better than nothing.
That's
and
right.
People even use these little Derringers or single-shot pistols, and frankly, they're a lot better than nothing, too, because much of the time, the intimidation factor of having a pistol in your hand will be enough to stop the fight.
Well,
I'm not saying always, not always, but from what we look at, a lot of the time, somebody sees a pistol in your hand, and they run away.
Well, I mean, like some of those Derringers from Bond Arms, those things are gigantic Derringers. So, yeah, I would. That was like a little shotgun. Yeah, so those guns are.
If you're going to carry a 25-ounce Derringer, you could carry a Glock.
Yeah. So we're about to run out of time. So will you be back with us on Wednesday?
I expect to be back with you. It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Outstanding. I hope you have a good weekend, and thanks for taking the time in Wisconsin to give us a buzz, and we will talk soon.
Very good.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.